All hell's broken loose here, Limits, has it not today?
What happened?
My first day back, this got real hot right from the beginning.
It did. You know how to fire up the masses.
Pony rooting against O'Neill Cruz, yes, in the home run derby. Josh Yowie attacking my pick of Russell Martin as the fourth biggest sports moment of the quarter century.
Yes.
This is amazing stuff.
And now coming at me, insulting my integrity. Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. Yeah,
yep.
All of that. And now Mike DeFabo to add to the insanity of The Athletic. You know him well. We all know him well, and we love him. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Joe. Great to be on your show.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm curious how you are, because I think last time I was on your program, you asked me medical advice because you forgot to take the end of your prescription. Are you still feeling okay, and is this simply a follow-up visit? Is that why you chose to have me on today?
Well, partially, yes. There is an addendum to that story. I had a horrific sinus infection, and I took my antibiotics, and last I talked to you, I didn't finish the round, and lo and behold, the infection didn't go away, so I had to do a whole new round on vacation. Now I'm feeling better, but we're all monitoring to see whether this thing comes back or not. And thank you for asking.
See, Joe, you're basically the case study. You're the example of why when your doctor says you should take all of your prescription, this is what they're talking about.
Yes, they are. That's exactly, it is. I'm a living embodiment of that. May we get to the Steelers?
Yes, let's please do that.
Will you engage in an exercise with myself and the Limitless Wonder over here?
I was hoping you would ask me. Yes, I'd love to.
Let's do if the Steelers are better or worse at each position group, if you would indulge me there. We're going to start on defense so as not to go to the most important position, which is quarterback first. And all we need to say, and you can add because you're the beat writer, as they say, you can add little treats, if you will, whenever you want, Mike, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with the safety position, which right now, I guess, is Deshaun Elliott. I guess it's Juan Thornhill, maybe a little bit of Jalen Ramsey mixed in. Is this position better or worse than it was last year? Limits, we'll start with you, then to me, and then to Mike.
Thank
you. He's the beat writer.
They are worse. I don't think it's an addition by subtraction getting rid of Minkah. They're worse.
You know what? I'd be a hypocrite if I said they were worse because I don't think Minkah was very good, honestly. I think it's the same. I think it's not better or worse. I think it's going to be very similar. Mike?
I think that they are slightly worse, but the secondary can be better as a result. And since you're giving me the latitude to add extra things, I think it makes perfect sense to me to reallocate your resources rather than having a safety stand in the middle of the field in cover three and be a deterrent, to have Jalen Ramsey actually head-to-head against T. Higgins or Jamar Chase. I would much rather have somebody defending and shadowing one of those top receivers rather than just simply standing in the middle of the field.
Okay, then I like the brevity of that answer. I really did, and it was well said. Let me ask you this question, without getting into all the gory details. Did the Steelers misuse Minkah Fitzpatrick, or did his play simply decline?
I think his play declined and he lost a step over time. And a lot of people question the ways the Steelers used Minkah, but here is what I would say. 2 years ago, he played in the slot and in the box more than ever. No interceptions, no splash. And at the time, people were saying, well, they're not using him correctly. He's a center fielder. He should be that post safety in cover three. Well, last year, they ran a ton of cover three. They were one of the single high teams. They like ran the most single high practically out of any team. And you played Minkah exactly where he wanted to be played, which was in center field. And he had one interception. So the point is, there's basically two ways to play a safety. They tried both things and they got the same result. I think that people are overly critical of the defensive coordinator and Minkah's usage, and I think that the way that they traded Minkah tells you the team feels the way I feel, that his play had declined, and he's no longer that impactful, splashy player that he once was when he came to the team.
The cornerback position, now manned by Joey Porter Jr., going into year three. Darius Slay, Jalen Ramsey, those would appear to be your three guys. Limits, are they better or worse at the corner position?
They're better. They add someone that's immensely talented in Ramsey, and I still think, even though he can be too aggressive, still a good player. Slay at 34 can still play, and I hope that they can be somewhat of a good mentor and influence on Joey Porter Jr. to become a better cover corner, not as handsy. They're better.
I agree with Limits, Mike. I think they're better at corner. I'm not convinced on Joey. I'm not convinced on any of them, however. I'm not. I don't think they were very good at the cornerback position. It's a different question. Are they good at that position? Are they better? Yes, they are.
Yeah, I think there's no question that they're better at the cornerback position. You just look at, I think Slay alone would have been an upgrade from Dante Jackson. I also think it will allow them to play more man coverage, which is what Mike Tomlin prefers. You know, they really were playing a lot of zone because of Dante Jackson, and that fit his skill set more. So it'll get Joey back to doing what he does well. It'll get the Steelers back to doing what they prefer to do. And then you bring in Jalen Ramsey, and he's better than both of them. And I look at this as like, in some instances, Jalen Ramsey can be the backstop for two other players that you have questions about. Joey Porter Jr. gets too many penalties. Darius Slay is 34 years old. So if Joey Porter Jr. is handsy, you could take him off the field because you have two other reliable corners. If Darius Slay looks like he's 34 years old when he's trying to defend Ja'Marr Chase, you could take him off the field. And in a lot of instances, you look at how often the Steelers use nickel, all three of those guys are going to be on the field together. And so, you know, I think as a trio, that is an upgrade from what they had last year for sure.
All right, let's go to the entire linebacker crew. I mean, Peyton Wilson has a bigger role, obviously, and you've made a switch bringing in Malik Harrison, but it looks like the starters for Landon Roberts, looks like the starters will be Watt, assuming things get ironed out there, Highsmith, Peyton Wilson, and Queen. You've added a little Jack Sawyer here and a little Malik Harrison there. I think they're better. And I'm sort of arguing against my overall opinion of this team because so far they're either the same or better at every position. I think Highsmith's going to have a better season if he's healthier, which he should be. I think they're better overall at linebacker. Maybe not by a lot, but for the Highsmith reason alone, I think so. Limits very quickly.
I think just very slightly better. I more so think they're about the same.
Mike?
I think they're better if Highsmith is healthy and plays like he did a couple years ago. And then if Peyton Wilson takes that next step forward, I think that he was, showed his value based on where they drafted him last year. He's really fast. He's really instinctive. The question for him is, you know, he played mostly in nickel. If he's going to play in your base defense and take over for Landon Roberts there, can he get off of blocks and be impactful in the run game and on early run downs? Or are you going to have to play Malik Harrison? If you could play Peyton Wilson, he takes a step forward. I think that group is better. If you have to play Malik Harrison, I think that that could be a slight step back from what Landon Roberts gave you last year. But I'm a fan of Peyton Wilson, and I think that as fast as he is, the more that he's familiar with the NFL, he's going to be able to play faster as well because he's going to be able to act on his instincts.
Yeah, I like some of what I saw from him. Another part of me says, you know, when you have to go sort of, into the giant trees in there and weed your way through to stop the run, I wonder about him. That's all. I wonder about him.
Which is fair, Joe. I agree with you, and especially when you just gave up 300 yards to the Baltimore Ravens. You know, how much are you going to be able to keep Peyton Wilson on the field on rundowns if that was the result last year when you had a Landon Roberts in there? So, you know, that's Peyton Wilson's big challenge this year is how well does he get off blocks and can he be an impactful player on early rundowns?
Mike DeFabo of The Athletic joining us here. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Mike is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Here's an interesting one, the defensive line. And my sort of reflexive response is to say, of course they're going to be better. No more Larry Ogunjobi replaced by Derek Harmon, except that I've never seen Derek Harmon play in an NFL game. And then I worry about Cam Hayward's age. Yes, I worried about it last year, and he was spectacular for most of the year. Tailed off late, including the playoff game. Don't know if he was healthy. I'm just reluctant to give that automatic yes. I think they're better, but it's not a confident yes until I see that Hayward can put together a full season at this age. And I just need to see Derek Harmon play in the NFL. Limits?
And I want to see Keanu Benton also take a step. So I'm slightly better again. But again, these are not really big improvements outside of corner yet for the defense.
Mike?
Yeah, I would say it's going to be about the same or a little bit better. And all of my concerns are the same as yours, Joe. You know, I have respect for Cam Hayward. I was, I don't think anyone, I don't know. I don't think that many people, if you had asked them, would have seriously said, we expect Cam Hayward to play at an all-pro level at age 34 and after coming off of two surgeries. I think he played a lot better than a lot of people expected. But when you have a player of this age, you always do have to ask, how long can they hang on? And so far, Cam Hayward has won that argument time and time again. But how much longer can he continue? Because no one's able to do it forever. And so that would be my concern, would be Cam falling off a little bit or age affecting his performance. But from what I saw from Derek Harmon, I'm pretty high on him. He was very quick, really good, strong hands. And I can't wait to see. I think it's going to be one of the most interesting camp battles to see him go against Troy Faletonu. I know he's also going to be going against the guards, but whenever he's aligned on the inside shoulder of that tackle, that's going to be the tackle he's going against. And in pads, that should be a great matchup.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. This has been a very instructive exercise for me because now, I mean, there's some undeniable improvements on offense. So I might think overall that the Steelers are better. However, we haven't gotten to those yet. Let's do it. The running back position. Again, I've never seen Caleb Johnson, neither has anybody else on an NFL field, but I wasn't the hugest Najee fan, and I think Jaylen Warren will be coming in healthy this time around. And then you have Gainwell, who I thought was a pretty good player in Philly. I'm going to say the running backs will be improved this year. Oh, limitless wonder. You?
Yeah, I do too. And I was a Najee supporter for a while, really up until the end there when it just seemed like the wheels had completely fallen off. So more Warren in a featured role plus working in Caleb Johnson, that should be a good 50-50 balance by halfway through the season, Mike, I think.
Mike, do you think it's fair that Limits just said the wheels fell off Najee Harris? I thought that was an unfair shot right at the end.
Well, I think it was a turn of phrase. I think his point is that he was being phased out by the end of the season.
Yes.
And even before, the Steelers let Najee walk, you were seeing that his time in Pittsburgh was coming to an end. And by the end of it, Jaylen Warren was getting more carries on a consistent basis than Najee. Now, my concern is Jaylen Warren was not significantly better on first and second downs than Najee was last year. I think that they both averaged about 4.1, 4.2 yards per carry in those settings. So for Jaylen, was he the beneficiary early in his career of light boxes? Was he the beneficiary of running in less obvious running situations? Was he the beneficiary of running out of the shotgun? You know, I have a lot of faith in Jaylen. I'm a big fan of Jaylen Warren, but these are some of the questions that he has to answer this year that he was unable to answer last year. And beyond that, can he hold off Caleb Johnson? Or by the end of the year, are we going to see that Caleb Johnson is the feature back of the future? And that's what I think is going to happen. I am a fan of Caleb Johnson. I think that his running style is such a perfect schematic fit for what the Steelers want to do that he's going to fit like a glove in that offense. And I think that he could be in line for, you know, a really nice rookie season where he takes his first step towards becoming the feature back of the future.
So better, in your opinion, the running backs?
I think that they're going to be slightly better. And I think, to Limit's point, I was not a big fan of Najee at the end. I think there were a lot of times he was running in obvious running situations, running, you know, basically ramming his head into a wall. But I think that Caleb Johnson gives you more vision, more patience, more of a schematic fit. And for those reasons, I think he's going to be more successful even in obvious running situations.
The wide receivers, and I'm going to include the tight ends with the wide receivers because, especially with the Steelers, I think that their top two guys are, you know, basically that. They're pass catchers. Jonnu Smith can be more. He'll probably play H-back, fullback, whatever. But they're pass catchers. So let's include them. Better or worse limits than last year?
Including the tight ends, I think, definitely enhances this discussion to say that they're better. Because if you take the wide receivers just in and of themselves, I don't think that they are that much better. Just because I still have a lot of questions outside of Metcalf. I do think they're better because when you factor in Jonnu Smith, that's important. The two tight end situation with him and Freiermuth will be good, so they're better.
I would agree with every syllable and half syllable you just uttered. I don't think Jonnu Smith is going to put up the numbers that he put up in Miami with that offense, or at least that coach. You know, their offense, the shine is off a little bit from a couple of years ago. But he's still a pretty good player. And then Metcalf for Pickens is sort of an even trade, although I like a guy who doesn't quit during games, and that's DK Metcalf. I think Roman Wilson will be an improvement. That's certainly the hope. So I'll say improved. I don't see how you can't if you just go with Smitty, old Smitty, Mike, huh?
Yeah, I agree that they're slightly improved. Agree with what you're saying where I think DK is a more reliable star receiver versus George Pickens, even though I never questioned George Pickens' talent for a second. That was never for a minute anything that I criticized with George. It was all the other stuff that went along with him. But, you know, for me, I think that this puts a lot of pressure on Arthur Smith to perform this year because he coached tight ends, including Jonnu Smith earlier in his career, and he is one of the most tight end-friendly offensive coordinators in the league. Now he comes into a situation when you have not one but two of the 10 highest paid tight ends in the league. If you want to run this tight end centric offense and you now have the personnel to do so and it still is not productive, then you have a problem. And it was a problem last year. The Steelers ran three tight end sets more than any team in the league last year, and they averaged just 3 yards per play in such situations. The Arizona Cardinals were second. They were just behind them. They averaged 6 yards per play out of 13 personnel. So if you're going to just load up and run the ball or, you know, line up with three tight ends, if you're not efficient at it, then you have to rethink your process. So, you know, the pressure's on Arthur Smith right now.
Limits, this is why we pay Mike DeFabo a seven-figure salary.
That's right, yes. Up there with Bob.
All right, the offensive line, to me, I think a lot of this season comes down to this unit, and it should be better.
Yep.
I think Frazier naturally will get better, and he was already good. Sayamalu, as a veteran, I think he'll just be himself. I think McCormick, it stands to reason, will be better. Fatanu is supposed to be very good. And then Broderick Jones is as big an X factor as there is on the whole team. But I'm going to say that they are going to be better. And if they're way better, then this team could be, you know, arriving at a totally different point here than anyone expected. I don't know about that, though, mostly because of Broderick Jones. But I'll say better, Limits. You?
Yeah, I'll say better, too, because, you know, Jones is going back to his natural position. Frazier, another year, could be an all-pro next year. The real question is Fautanu and Jones. They will make or break this offensive line. They could make or break the season, depending on how they can protect Rodgers.
I like the way that Limits phrased that, Mike. What say you?
Yeah, I think that this group has the potential to reshape this team one way or another more than any other position group. Because if they play well and you're able to run the ball and limit Rodgers' exposure and protect him, then, you know, maybe the Steelers might have something on offense. But if they struggle and they're not able to run the ball, at least not efficiently as they need to, which was the case last year, and they can't protect the quarterback, which was the case last year, then this whole thing is going to completely fall apart. And, you know, you look at last year, Aaron Rodgers was the worst quarterback in the league with a minimum of 300 pass attempts against the blitz. And so now you've got this young offensive line, a first-time starter at left tackle in Broderick, a first-time starter at all at right tackle in Troy Fautanu. That is not a great recipe to protect a quarterback whose mobility is declining. And so, like, there's not a position group on this roster that faces more scrutiny, more pressure, and more of an opportunity than the offensive line.
I thought UN Limits both characterized that better than I did, and I commend you both. And now we arrive at proportionately by far the most important position in football and the most important position, of course, on this team. Are they better? And I'm not including Mason Rudolph here. Let's just stick with the starter. I'm not looking at the whole quarterback room. I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers, and I don't think he's an upgrade. I don't. I think that his numbers and Russell Wilson's numbers are incredibly similar. I think it could be a boom or bust situation where the, to borrow Limit's phrase, the wheels come off. But I am open-minded that it could work. It could work. I just don't think it's going to work to the extent that they think so. I think Aaron Rodgers is pretty close to being done. And I don't think it's, I don't think he's an upgrade. I don't. Limits?
I do think it's an upgrade. I'm open-minded to what it can be, while also at the same time, Joe, thinking that it can be boom or bust. But I do believe that he's better than Wilson, who really had the wheels fall off. And I think Rodgers has one more year left in him with good enough arm strength.
But you have to tell the people that you and Bob preferred Justin Fields as their offseason option, and you even preferred Sam Darnold, Limits. You have to come clean here.
Well, I didn't even think that Aaron Rodgers was going to be an option when the Justin Fields saga went down. But yes, I did prefer Fields because I thought that he was a younger option, somebody that they could try to build around to potentially be a good option. I never thought that Rodgers was going to be realistic. At his age, I thought he would either retire or he would stay with the Jets for a final year.
Mike, are they better at the quarterback position?
I think they're about the same. I agree with you, Joe. They're completely different quarterbacks at this stage of their career, but they also have limitations. So last year, Russell Wilson, his mobility was shot. He could barely move, and he did not. He was very reluctant to throw the ball over the middle. He didn't want to throw intermediate routes, but what he had was the moon ball. And so they basically built this whole offense off of play action and taking deep shots, and it worked to a degree until the opponent started taking it away. Now, with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have a quarterback who has a completely different set of limitations. And what he wants to do is execute a quick, precise offense where it's all about timing and precision. The unfortunate thing, though, is partially because of injuries last year, partially because of age, his accuracy is declining. You know, you look at it, four times in his career, he's thrown double-digit interceptions. Two of those came in the last two full seasons that he played. You know, And I just feel like what's going to happen with him is you're going to have some good games. You're going to have games like the Russell Wilson versus Cincinnati game where everyone's saying, man, if the Steelers get this level of quarterback play, they could be really dangerous in the playoffs. The problem is with old quarterbacks, the wheels don't just fall off all at once, to borrow a phrase from our buddy Limits. You see these flashes of brilliance, and there are going to be moments this year that I think Rodgers convinces people this team could be special, but he's also going to look like a 41-year-old sometimes, and I'm afraid that there's going to be too many of those, especially when it matters. I don't know if he can hold up over the stretch of a 17-game season, and for that reason, I feel like he's the same, and I think that the Steelers' outcome and their, you know, my guess for how the season unfolds is going to be the same as last year, which is a team that is good enough to make the playoffs, but not really great enough to make any substantial noise or stand toe-to-toe with the legitimate quarterbacks in the AFC.
Mike, great stuff. That was fun, man. Thanks for coming on. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
What a polite man he is, huh, Limits?
Very polite, yes. I appreciated his insight.
Very well-mannered. Limits, did you see who the Penguins are opening with?
I did, Joe.
Part of a triple header on Tuesday, October 7th. Begins at 5 p.m., Connor Bedard, who, by the way, I think people are using the Blackhawks as an example of how tearing it to the studs doesn't work. Do we know that yet? Because what I see is a ton of good young players there who this season or next are going to start to come together. Yeah, they've missed for five straight years. That's the way it goes in pro sports. Like, the Capitals are the exception to the rule, if you ask me. And by the way, are the Capitals that close to, like, winning a cup? Are they a real contender? I don't know about that either. But it takes a while. Whether you tear it down or whether you're just not good for a while, like a conventional rebuild for a while, whatever it might be, It doesn't happen overnight. Look at the Detroit Tigers. The best team in all of baseball right now. Maybe they're tied with the Dodgers. It took them a long time and a regime change in the middle of their rebuild. It's been years and years since the Tigers were good. Well, guess what? They're very good now. It's happening. Anyway, they play the Panthers at 5. And then at 8 p.m., you have the Penguins and the Fighting Sullies. The New York Rangers.
Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you, Sully.
Last year's Penguins-Rangers opener didn't go so well. Do you recall that one, Limits?
Yeah, well, 6-0. Yeah, 6-0. I thought it was 7. I gave them one extra goal they didn't deserve.
Well, they probably had one that they wiped out just for respect. Arturs Shilovs is the other story here. He's a 24-year-old goaltender that the Penguins acquired from Vancouver, who locked up their what they consider their top two goalies. What does this mean? Is this portending a Tristan Jarry trade? Because this guy's going to play. This kid is going to play.
Arturs Shilovs.
Arturs Shilovs.
I'm definitely not going to botch that multiple times. Arturs Shilovs.
That's what I think it is. Shilovs. Shilovs me. Something to try to remember
she
it like that.
I
don't
me.
Know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Or she loathes me. I don't know. Arturs Shilovs. The point is he's 24. Won a Calder Cup championship last year. He's had a brief and sort of up and down NHL career, although he did win by shutout, I believe, a clinching game against the Predators for the Canucks 2 years ago, which was interesting. He's going to play. He's going to play. The question is, will it be him and Jarry with the two young kids at Wilkes-Barre? Or does this indicate to you that Jarry might be on the way out here? That Kyle Dubas has had a trading partner, Limits? What does this mean to you as you try to carry on a conversation with somebody else in the room?
Yes, I'm talking to one of our favorites, Marianne, who works in the building. What I think it means, probably, is that it opens up the door for Jarry to be moved out at some point, but probably not right away.
I hope so.
I hope so too. I mean, how long have we been talking about the Penguins need to move off Tristan Jarry? They tried. No one picked him up off waivers. He went down to Wilkes-Barre. Oh, he's back again. And now he's just automatically the starting goaltender. Unless you want him to be the captain of the tank command here.
Here's the other thing. The pronunciation of all the Penguins goalies right now is very troublesome.
Yes, Joel Blomqvist. It took us a while to know if it's Blomqvist.
We don't even know if it's Joel or Yoel. Then it's Blomqvist or Bloomquist or Blemquist or Bleemquist. I don't know what his name is, Limits.
I think we have Mirashaw figured out, right?
Yeah, what's his first name?
Sergey.
Is it Mirashaw?
Mirashaw? Mirashaw, though, because there's a U in there.
No, I think it's Mirashaw. Myself.
I do too.
Is it Mirashoff or Mirashaw?
Is it Connor Sheary or Connor Sherry?
That was a question a while ago. And then this new guy, I mean, Arturs Shilovs. Shilovs. Arturs Shilovs.
But there's an I in there and there's no H.
That's not my problem. Let's ask Sean Gentile about this coming up.
It looks like Shilovs.
I know it does, but that's not the way you pronounce it.
I know. Like George LaRocque, it looks like George's.
I think that Mirashoff is the guy. Is the guy, is going to eventually be the guy, but I think he's going to start out in the minors unless they trade Jarry. And then you might see this kid make a really quick rise and make the team out of camp, but I doubt that. I still think he'll be in Wilkes-Barre with Joel Blomqvist and that these two guys will start the year, Jarry and Shilovs. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Shall we ask Gentile next to pronounce this? Let's ask him to. And also, they just got rid of Nedeljkovic, which wasn't the easiest name to say.
Was it Nedeljkovic or Nedeljkovic?
Great question.
That's why we have
Gentile on the payroll here. Actually, he's not on the payroll, but he is going to be on the show next. Let's ask Sean about this situation, about whether, like Andrew Filippone, he's rooting against O'Neill Cruz tonight. We can hit a bunch of topics with Sean Gentile of The Athletic coming up next. First, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Cloudy today with a high of Phil Kessel, 81. 25% chance of rain after the show. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. My understanding also is that Limits is participating or just observing a celebrity softball game tonight in which Harry Callis is playing.
Yes, tonight is the celebrity softball game out at Wild Things Park, EQT Park, they call it now. That'll be very exciting. Doran puts it together with Cam Hayward, so I'm pumped for that. I'm going to be hanging out with the guys. Crowley and Callis are coaches.
I thought Callis was playing.
I think Callis is going to pitch because Crowley deferred to Callis to pitch. The coaches pitch for the celebrity softball game.
Is Pony in this game?
Pony and Donnie are the other coaches, and Pony is going to pitch.
Is Donnie playing?
Pony, I think, is undefeated.
Well, why didn't we get invited to this?
It seems like it's just a PM team
well,
and the morning show.
I shouldn't say why didn't I get invited. You're invited to be in the dugout?
I will be in the dugout hanging out with the guys, yes. Is that me inviting myself last year and then maybe getting another invite from our good friend Tony at the Wild Things?
You got grandfather clause right in there.
I think it's possible, yes. I'm going to try to meet James Harrison today. Do you think that he will try to break me in half like he tried to with Malzi?
I don't think he's going to like you, especially
you
if you
so?
Ask him to autograph something.
Oh, well, I guess I should keep that jersey that I got.
I think he's nice to regular people, but I don't think he'll be nice to you.
You don't think so?
Who else is playing?
Maybe,
James Harrison?
He probably doesn't
Who
know
else?
Me.
Get an interview with him, why don't you? Bring your phone and ask him about that 100-yard interception return and other stuff.
I want him to sign this nice jersey that I
ask
have to put in my basement.
Get an interview.
I just want to have my jersey signed for the basement. I told my dad that I had that, and I wanted to surprise him.
Who are the other celebrities in the game? Cam?
Cam Hayward. Alex Highsmith is also
Ooh,
going to play.
He seems like he could hit a ball.
No Pat Freiermuth, though. I'm a little no? disappointed. It seems like everybody is friends with Pat Freiermuth here, and I'm one of the people that are left out. You and I are left out. Bob is friends, I think, with Pat.
I know. Crowley is friends.
Yes.
Donnie. He's become best friends.
Yes.
They're like Thelma and Louise. They're going to drive off a cliff together at the end of the movie.
So I guess Pat's away, and that's why he can't be there. I would like to be friends with him. But guess who the cream of the crop, the coup de grace is that's going to be there?
Who?
Will Howard.
I thought you were going to say Will Craig. He could have a,
no,
he could have
no,
a rundown
Craig.
Between home and first. In a softball game.
I'm going to meet Will Howard. I'm going to say, Will, hello. It is nice to meet you. I'm not going to say that Joe Starkey thinks I hate you because that is not the case. That is
Are
not
you going
true.
To tell him you don't even have an open mind that he can be any good?
No, because
Are
I
you
changed
tell
my
him
mind.
How much
and
you
I have
love
a,
Drew Aller.
My open mind has opened up a little bit, and
All
I do
right.
love Drew Aller. I won't tell him that. Rucker McGroarty will be there.
Ooh.
Duck Hodges will be there.
Oh!
Jesse
wow.
James will be there. What if we get a special appearance.
Here's what I want you to do.
From Lainey Wilson. What if Lainey Wilson performs at the seventh inning stretch?
Listen, this is what I want you to do, Limits, is with Duck Hodges and maybe another guy or two, but certainly with Duck, tell him that he might not remember me. He might, though. Tell him, invite him to come on the show and try to get his number. Say, we'd love to talk to you. Starkey did a good story on, many good stories on you, like when you had that debut in L.A. against the Chargers. That was his first game at that high school soccer stadium.
Yeah, how about that?
Just try to get him on the show, okay?
I'll do my best. Patrick Peterson?
The worst
Patrick
he can do
Queen.
Is say no and laugh at you.
Joe Hayden. I want to meet Joe Hayden. He's one of my
get
favorite.
Him too.
He's one of my favorite Steeler
Ask
additions.
Some of those guys if they'll come on the show, Limits. That's your charge tonight.
Are you ready for this one, Joe?
Yeah.
Richard Sherman will be there.
What?
How about that? Richard Sherman? Yes.
Is Pony going to pitch to him?
I think so.
Wow.
I don't know if he's on team offense or team defense.
I may have to
Pony.
Come out and just watch from the stands.
Also, are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Chris Kirkpatrick will be there. You know, the musical performer, the musical singer?
No.
Wasn't he a part of NSYNC?
I don't know.
You know what's going to be really bad about this? Hey, Chris. I'm going to go up to him. Hey, Chris. I remember you, not from your musical performances, but you were on Celebrity Big Brother 5 years ago.
He'll
Tell
like
me
that.
What that was like.
He'll
probably
like
be like,
that.
Oh my gosh, how the hell do you know that? Because
Limits.
I'm a weirdo.
I'm being dead serious here. I want you to do some work there tonight, okay?
I'll do my best, Joe.
Shall I tell people about the Good Feet store?
I would love you to.
All right. The joints of my big toes hurt for a long time. Very painful. Couldn't do the stuff that I wanted to do. And it was undiagnosed, like a lot of foot issues are. And nothing kills a new exercise regimen like these three words. My feet hurt. And they did for a while. And then I was introduced to the Good Feet store and the Good Feet foot arch support system, to be specific, which is designed around your shoes. You don't need new shoes, anything like that. It's very simple. It's all customized to your feet, your shoes, your situation. My pain lesson, so could yours. Visit one of the stores or go to goodfeet.com. I went to the store at Robinson Town Center across from IKEA. There's one in Cranberry Township, Route 19, next to Walgreens. And there's one down in Crowley Town, otherwise known as Morgantown, at the Suncrest Town Center. Is that guy going to pitch tonight? Crowley, all 110 pounds of him, is going to take the mound against Alex Highsmith?
I think Crowley, that's why he's deferring to Callis, because Crowley doesn't want to get embarrassed.
Well, Callis famously got hit in the balls in a high school game. There's a photo of it, right?
Yes.
Do we have his conversation with Cabali earlier for later in the show?
There, we do.
Good.
I did see the picture. I think Callis might have tweeted it, or it was sent somehow, or I see the picture of Callis getting hit, it's not a pretty sight.
How that got captured on film is one of the great photographs. That's right up there with Y.A. Tittle with that photo. Remember that one?
We also have a clip of how much Ben Cherington loves Jared Triolo we have to get to.
Oh, boy.